Thank you. house lights dim, the curtains go up, and the next sound you hear will be Kitten on the Keys, an authentic original organ solo by a 7-week-old kitten. And now we take you backstage for a brief interview with our star. Good evening. Is it true your solo was performed without a single lesson? And isn't it also true that this is the first time you've played a Baldwin Orgasonic home organ? Or any organ? That goes to prove even mistakes sound good on a Baldwin home organ.
Hamburgers.
Thank you. Showroom and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. And to help you celebrate Memorial Day, we have selected some stories that will remind you of the true meaning of this occasion. Stories of military men coping with those they lost as they negotiate life through taking advantage of the incredible deals this holiday offers. It's radio and savings like you've never experienced before. As a special thank you to you, our listening audience, on this very important holiday, Memorial Day. To better prepare you for shopping later, as you flip through coupons and decide which stores are the best ones to hit up, why don't we offer you a double dose of Movies on the Radio? It's another installment of Lux Radio Theater tonight, as we bring you our first story, Captain Carey, USA.
Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Captain Carey, USA, starring Charlton Heston as Webb Carey and Wanda Hendricks as Julia. In northern Italy, there's an ancient landmark, a palace built on an island, surrounded by a beautiful lake. It's the Palazzo di Cresci. And over the centuries, it's been the scene of good and evil, of romance and despair. In 1944, when Nazi troops were in the village of Belmonte, the castle was occupied by an old countess and her granddaughter, Julia. But beneath the castle, in a forgotten wine cellar, was the headquarters of two American officers, members of the OSS. They'd been operating out of there for months, organizing the Italian partisans. But one night, they were betrayed, and their work ended in a burst of German rifle fire. It's a long way from the Palazzo to a shop window in New York. But this is the real beginning of our story, when Webb Carey and a girl pause to look at some paintings.
Come along, Webb. Father's waiting for us.
Please, Nancy, it's that painting. I've seen that before.
Really? I had a long talk last night with Father. I told him that I was in love with you and you weren't. He said he felt the same way about Mother after he came back from his war. And what you need is a job.
Hmm? Oh, Nancy, I want to speak to someone about that painting.
Oh, very well, dear. Let's go in.
Yes, sir?
About that painting in the window, the Palazzo di Cresci.
Ah, I see you know Italian history.
The more recent Italian history.
Oh, we've been very fortunate. The Italian government doesn't usually allow treasures like this to leave the country.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
An outstanding work by Bellini, madame. In Bellini's time, the di Crescis were the ruling family in northern Italy. Last week, we refused an offer of $30,000 from a museum.
$30,000?
Where did you get this painting?
Through our agent, sir, in Switzerland.
Where did they get it?
Forgive me, but are you an accredited art dealer?
No.
Well, then I'm sorry, sir. I'm unable to give you any further information.
Webb, I don't understand. Why are you so interested?
Because two people died, a man and a girl, and I spent 3 years in a hospital, and because you won't have to worry about me getting a job. I've got one now, in Italy.
What kind of a job?
Finding the man who sold this painting.
But why?
Because I'm going to kill him.
Luigi.
Luigi, don't you remember me?
I remember, Signor Lamercano. You have come back.
You don't seem overjoyed to see me. You were once.
Many things in our village have changed since the war, Signor. You have just arrived?
Yes, the bus from Milano. It was the same back there in the plaza. Somebody recognized me and all the people disappeared.
I mind my business.
I'm glad I found you here at the lake. I want you to row me over to the island, to the palazzo.
Get in the boat.
No questions? You're not even surprised to see me?
It does not matter, senor. Get in the boat.
Come in, senor. Giovanni said you wanted to see the head of the house, huh? To talk about a painting. I'm sorry, the palazzo is not open to tourists.
I'm not a tourist. My name's Webster Carey.
I am Carlo de Cresci.
You don't look like her.
Like her?
Your sister, Julia.
In here, please. My grandmother will see you.
This is the man who asked about the painting?
Signor Carey, Nona.
Good afternoon.
A painting by Bellina, Contessa. This is a photograph of it.
Oh, remarkable. It is our island. This island. But as it was many years ago.
You're familiar with the painting, Contessa? You've seen it before.
No, Mr. Carey. Why should I have?
Because it's one of a half dozen paintings that Major Williams and I discovered. And your granddaughter, Contessa.
Julia?
We came across them one night while we were trying to find a place to hide our equipment.
Oh, so you are one of the Americans who hid here. It was quite a shock to learn that our home was being used as your headquarters.
When did you find out we were hiding in your cellars, Contessa?
After the Germans came, of course. But what has all this to do with the painting, please?
No one knew about the existence of that hiding place except the three of us. Julia, the Major, and me. And the man who betrayed us to the Nazis. Julia's dead, so's the Major. And all I've got to go on is that the man who smuggled the painting out of the country is the man who betrayed us. I'm going to find him.
Why?
Why? Because Julia would be alive.